This evening, I've taken a very interesting trip back in time. It's the 3rd century BC, where I've caught up with Hannibal the Carthaginian and his mercenary army. I'm at his campfire in the foothills of the Alps, but finding this guy was nearly impossible. It was only the smell of his elephants that led me to where I am now. If you aren't familiar with Hannibal, he's the military commander who put fear into the hearts of every Roman. Hannibal is known foremost as a great military strategist, but he also played a strategically great game of golf. But first, are you looking for adventure? Something your wife would allow, yet still feel exotic, be fun, and would make your golf partners envious? Then think about Golf Trip 10, the adventure of a lifetime. And it's in Thailand. This September 10th to 20th, we'll be playing new and challenging courses each day for a week and a half. These are not just local course caliber, but 4- and 5-star courses that present beauty and challenge at the same time. There's plenty of water and sand, undulating greens, and after the round, great foot massages. Did I say foot massages? Yes, these are above board and bring a little bit of heaven to your otherwise miserable life. Believe me, they'll leave you feeling great. The entire package is planned for you, so there's no worry about how to get from point A to point B or where to stay. Think about it and sign up for Golf Trip 10.
At the age of 10, back in 247 BC, you began playing golf on your hometown course in Carthage. Tell me about playing along the sizzling hot sandy coast of the Mediterranean back in those times.
Well, as a young man, I came up playing courses that were filled with sand traps, which, as it turns out, was a good thing, because later in life, I spent a lot of time in the sand traps.
Boy, it gets me thirsty just hearing you talk about that.
Speaking of which, Beer Lynch, get Big Wally here a cup of grog.
Yeah, well, you're all right. I don't care what they say.
During the years prior to the outbreak of the Second Punic Wars, you assembled a huge army in Iberia.
Ugh, that stinks.
Hannibal, can you move those elephants downwind? No, where was I? Oh, yes. In Iberia, which we know today as Spain, Portugal, and Gibraltar, I found a rare historical footnote, however, that claimed you to be the father of golf in Iberia and creator of the Punic Golf Attackers. Yeah, we might think of it as the original PGA. But tell me about golf and tournament play back then.
The camel caddies you had back in those days were quite incredible. You had a multitude of camels wandering around each course, making sure we had the finest of grog available in those days. Well, there's been a considerable amount of rule changes between the way we played the game in the real PGA back then and what is now being called the PGA. I must say I'm quite disappointed in where the game has gone, in that back then it was the game of kings and conquerors. You have a mulligan? Mulligan? No. No, there was no attempting a shot again. The way I designed the PGA originally, this walking the course, that is for mere peasants. We were carried around by our manservants.
Oh, yeah.
From shot to shot and from hole to hole. Penalty strokes also, this concept of just add to your score, this is nonsense. Back in the day, the penalty stroke was just that, a lashing.
And mulligan?
Mulligans were unheard of. There were no do-overs back then.
Several retired Roman senators have told me when you couldn't conquer the city of Rome by force, you suggested a skins game for control of the Roman Senate. Whatever became of the match?
Well, I'll tell you. We tried to take a somewhat neutral location to have this match, as we had been somewhat warring factions for quite some time. We chose the island of Sicily, although I think in hindsight that may have been an error in judgment on my part, as I believe there was some game fixing going on.
You mean more of a strategic move?
Yes. Yes. The game, as I said, was somehow fixed. Where my partners on that particular skins game, I believe they were bought off by the Romans. Thusly, what was once just called a golf match was now called a skins game, in that their skins now drape along the walls of the Roman Senate.
Ouch.
Oh, the parties surrounding that particular skins game were those of legend. The Romans, though hard partiers, mind you, have a taste for the wine or vino as opposed to the beer that me and my men have always preferred.
Can the Senate really swing a club after a night of grog and wine?
The Senate's not as much as my men. Each morning after a night of solid partying, the Romans would take to hitting mere 100-yard drives off the tee as in their weakened condition, whereas me and my men would hit monstrous 350-yard drives consistently with the power of the grog in us.
Well, I'm sure everyone is curious about how you used elephants to revolutionize the game of golf. From using them as golf carts to using their manure to fertilize some of the most true greens ever played. Tell us about your elephants.
Well, the elephants back in those days eventually replaced the camels. If for nothing else, because they've created such a huge home course advantage, and that once properly trained, we can have them, as you Westerners say, drop a deuce on command anywhere on the course, thus distracting any golf competitor.
And if they like a deuce an opponent's ball,
indeed they could. And as a naturally existing impediment, could not be moved. And therefore, such competitor would have to hit in, through, and out of the droppings of our finely trained elephants.
So how much beer could you carry on a pachyderm?
The beer and grog carrying abilities of the elephants were at least tenfold that of the camels. They would consistently be able to pick up balls out of water hazards and place them back in play, unbeknownst to competitors at times.
Wow.
Quite handy with their large trunks.
Well, that about sums it up from this fireside chat with Hannibal. He's off to Rome in the morning, and I'm headed in the opposite direction to make my next tee time. Until next time, as Hannibal would say, think about your game strategy.